Hi there.
Hi there, Agnes, you okay?
Yeah, I've got my daughter with me.
Oh, perfect, thank you. So yeah, I have took most of the details from you from the conversation that we had earlier anyway. It's just basically in order to obviously process the claim, would you just need to confirm a proof of ID for yourself? So like a picture of a passport or a driver's licence or something like that.
I've not got photographic proof. I'm waiting to apply for my bus pass.
Have you not got a bus pass yet either, no?
No, see, because I can't get it. It's a bit difficult.
Yeah. No, of course, don't worry about it. So what we can do, obviously, like I said, I know we speak to quite a lot of people, and to be honest, not everybody does have ID, but what we can do instead is we would just need three different forms of proof of address.
I can give you that this now.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So just three different letters that you can see your name, address, and also the date on. We all just need to be dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah, you hold on, I'll put my daughter on, I'll get you the letters.
Hi,
that's
there, fine, I'll just call to my mum, get you the things. My mum,
no, don't worry, what's your name, sorry?
I'm Nicola.
Nicola, hi Nicola. So I was just wondering as well, because I know your mother doesn't have WhatsApp. Is it possible if I could send you a message on WhatsApp could just help her take the pictures and send them?
Yes, you can.
Perfect. What's the best contact number for yourself?
The best contact number is 47.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Sorry. Wait a minute. Can't even remember the number. 07833416003.
Perfect, thank you. So I'll do is I'll just send a message over on WhatsApp now. And then in a moment as well, then we have just sent a form to your mother's phone. If there's a chance if you could just maybe, help her get on it and sign it and things. I will be able to talk you through it anyway.
I've not got WhatsApp, but because my phone just had it the last time, but I'll download it for her to get it.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, do you have WhatsApp on your phone, sorry?
What? No, in my mum's phone,
yeah.
You mean?
No, not on your phone, sorry. I can send you a message to your phone.
I'm going to download the app now because my phone gets hacked.
Okay, no worries.
Okay,
let me know when it is downloaded and I'll send the message because
if
I send it before it's downloaded, you might not see the message.
Right, it's downloading the now.
Yeah, no worries. Installing.
Hey, that's so open. Yeah. How are
you? Hey, that's his husband. Yeah, I think he might have just received a message from me.
Yeah. Right. Hi, Ellie, it's from iLegal, right? I've got it.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, can you just make sure as well, on the letters, that you just take a picture of the full page? So like all four corners are on the picture, basically.
Right.
Thank you.
I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, so I think that one might be out of date already, you see. They need to be dated within the last 3 months.
Do you need a bank charge or anything?
Just anything that's dated. So they need to be dated within the last 3 months or the date on the letter. So that one's like from October, so that'll be too old by now.
That's all
the letters now. We can use any type of letters, just as long as they are dated within the last 3 months, and they do obviously have a name and address on.
Pardon?
So we can use any type of letter, but it does just have to be dated within the last 3 months, the letter.
Yeah.
Like, that one would be out of date, that one that was... Perfect. So I'll just have a quick look now, sorry. So, yeah. So that one, yeah, so that council tax one expires May, March this year, doesn't it? So that's perfect. Hello?
Yep, here. So looking for a letter. I think that's all the letters Mum got.
So we can use two of them. Just need one more.
Look at that one.
Oh, just one moment. I think that might be.
So she's not got a driving license or anything?
No. Have you got anything that maybe you can download on a phone, like a, you know, a bill online or anything like that, or any utility bills or anything?
Yes, that's it. The more of the first cover.
Yeah.
What? She's working. My mum doesn't keep
them. Yeah, don't worry. Like, say, I know it can be a bit difficult when obviously, like, say, if you don't have many.
Okay. Will none of you do it as well? I'm going to go to the next one. Zambia.
Yeah, that looks like it would be fine. Can you please just try and take another picture? Because it's just a bit blurry. It's just a bit blurry, the picture, so I can't actually see it. March 20th. Perfect. Thank you for that. Again, my apologies. I know it's a bit difficult having you, like, you know, run through the drawers and find everything you can, but it's just they won't accept it without free if not got an ID. You see.
Give me that. Fuck off. Sorry. Stop eating paper. Get. Wee dog eating paper there.
Yeah. No, perfect. No problem. So all that is left, basically, Ivy, you could just pop your mum back on the phone for a moment.
Right. Hi,
there. Hi, Ivy. Is she okay?
I am, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Just obviously,
no,
you
no,
have
no.
A social ID. We do need three different forms of proof of address. So just one more thing as well. We do just need to put down a beneficiary for yourself. So, you know, like if anything was to happen to yourself, they would obviously receive the money. But also, so I was just going to say, though, also, they may need to be contacted just to confirm, like, you are who you say you are and you was in care and things like that. So it's okay for us to pop your daughter down, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I don't...
A different address from me?
No, that's fine. We don't need your address anyway, to be fair. We've got a contact number anyway, so I can just put her down as the contact for you.
Yes.
So all that is left, then, basically, is we have just got a form sent over for you to sign. It's just basically to explain our fees and things. So the way that we work is we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you're unsuccessful, we won't charge you a penny. In any successful case, it is 16% plus VAT, which is 20% in total.
That's fine.
Brilliant. So I do just need to make you aware, just kind of like the legal side of things, that there are three ways that you can make a claim for the Scottish Redress Scheme. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement, as we've just discussed. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, I have sent out the form to your text messages. If you can just pop me on loudspeaker and then just check your text messages, you should have received a text from me.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Text messages.
Yeah, so the phone that I'm, the number that I'm speaking to you on now, it should be in your text messages, yeah?
Yes, I've got it. Has sent document to the room signed. I click on it.
Yeah, so if you click on it, and then when it loads up, it should say proceed to document or something like that.
Click on it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so there should be just a little bit further down, there's a tick box just to tick in that, and then it'll say agree and continue as well.
Right, I've done that.
Yeah, and then if you just, if it's not already took you to the box, just scroll down to the box where you see signature. I think it's on the sixth page.
My mum's struggling
with it. Yeah. Mentally struggling with it.
Right, signature.
Yeah, so all you've got to do, when you tap signature, three different signatures will pop up. Just tap whichever one you like.
Okay. I just sign my name.
Yeah, so when you you should just see three different signatures pop up.
Yeah,
so just tap any of them. Yeah.
The top one.
Yeah, perfect. And it should just fill it in for you automatically. Then if you scroll down, I think it's on the 10th page, there's just one more box to add the signature into. Then once you've done that other signature, it will just say finish.
No, that was for page 6,
for that and that. That must be here. I'll double check. I think it's page 6 and page 10. The signatures are wrong.
I don't know. Can you see him?
Hey, let me. I mean, actually, I'm not as good either, this stuff, but I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
Six, eight. Right, I'm on 6, final confirmation.
Yeah. So, so, page 6, you just tap where it says signature and it should just fill it in for you.
No, I'm seeing
it. Is it already filled in?
I've no signed nothing, sir.
So could you see where it says signature?
It must be near the voting
record.
It's the page 6, it starts by, it says number 14, final confirmation.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to start on page 6. Wait, one.
Can you see it?
No.
It's just so it's here. It's number 10 in my seat, did you know?
6.
6 and 10. There's two different signatures that you need to pop in.
Right, there's 6.
I'm not showing that.
And there.
Yes.
And once you've done them both, it'll just say finish in the top right corner.
And here. What's that, Siri? Can you bring your phone up bigger? Right.
Just tap that box, and then just three different signatures will pop up. Just tap any of them.
Is it because he's a rock, Nicola?
Wait a minute.
Wait, tap that.
Aye.
Tap it.
See when we tap it, it says clear.
Move him up. Signature, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you again. It comes up 3 times in my seat.
Yeah, if you just tap one and then it should just say in the top corner, finish.
This is 10.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm standing on the car. Is that signature there? Yeah, it's quite jumping. Okay, now. Right, signature. Is that it? Press on it. Right, and then the man should be to say finish. You need to pick a signature. Click on my name.
Okay. Right. I don't know, it's not doing it. It's saying edit clear.
No, it sounds like it might already be in there then if that's the case.
Right, the signature is in there.
Yeah, so that means Yeah, the signature's in there, then that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to put the signature in there, so that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Is the signature in both of them?
Yeah, I did.
Then it should say, in the top right corner, it should just say finish.
Hold on. See this phone, it's...
Can you see where it says finish? A big green button saying finish in the top right corner.
I'm still seeing that.
Is your signature in both of them?
Yep, I've tapped. Aye.
In both of them, yeah?
Yep.
A bit here.
Aye, so let's put it on there. Oh, 3 minute finish.
Yeah.
There you are.
Is that it done? Okay.
Perfect. That's everything. Yeah, that's come through signed on my end now.
Right, that's something done for the computer, right?
Yeah. So that's it. That's all completed now. Thank you very much for getting that done for me.
And you've got my number if you have to contact me or anything.
Yeah, I've got your number down as well, yeah, now, so, like I said, just so you are aware, the claims will take roughly around 12 months in total. Are you okay just to pop Agnes back on the phone for me?
Hi there.
Hi, Agnes. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to, speak with me in regards to it today. I understand it can be a bit of a difficult, conversation. So thank you for obviously taking the time to discuss it. The claim itself will take roughly around 12 months in total. There is a chance that we may need to contact you just to basically the form that we send off to the redress scheme, just to get them to sign that form as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that is everything for now. We will let you know if we do need anything else, okay?
That's lovely. Thanks ever so much.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Well, you have a lovely day and thanks for your time.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.